hold on to the promise that Jesus is everywhere today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. This is gonna be good. It's a room full of fun. Hey, guys.
Hello.
And we have Kevin Williams in the house. I'm here. Joyce Martin.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Gerald Wolf.
Welcome back.
Tori Taff.
Hi there.
Ken Davis.
Hey.
Buddy Green. I'm Dean Britt, and here's the man of the hour. It is our wonderful host, Bill Gaither.
Hi, Bill.
That's right.
His name's Daniel.
Daniel, yeah. That's right, Daniel.
Your old friends
are here for the long haul.
Yeah.
Let's get started. Hey, it's going to be good.
Let's all put our name tags on so Bill will know us.
Wow.
We're going to get it all kicked off with the whole Homecoming gang today on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah. The Homecoming Friends right here on Homecoming Radio. And let's go now to Indiana, back home in Indiana. The Christ Church Choir from Nashville with the Gaither Vocal Band, When Jesus Lifts the Load.
Your load will be much lighter.
For the many things.
Jesus will lift your heavy load if you'll only let him. He will lift your heavy load. Jesus will lift your load if you'll only let him. Jesus will lift your load. He will lift your heavy load.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
The Homecoming Friends, featuring the voice of Naomi Seco. Back for more here at Homecoming Radio, and from their project, Your Story. This is Because of Who He Is by Greater Vision.
I'm living in freedom because of someone who years ago, in an act of love, had mercy on my soul. I met him at an altar, had nothing I could offer. Still he found me there in a sinner's prayer. That's where he made me whole. So I'll declare it as long as I live.
hold such power. The crippled rise, the blind have sight, and all the demons flee when he dies on the inside. Making new out of old life. It's a miracle that leaves you full of everlasting peace. So I'm gonna lift up the name of Jesus and tell you who he is to me. He is the King who laid aside his holy crown. He is the Lord who has a grave that's empty now. He is the one who says I'm free from all I've been. I'm thankful I'm not who I was because of who he is. He is the King who laid aside his holy crown. He is the Lord who has a grave that's empty now. He is the one who says I'm free from all I've been. I'm thankful I'm not who I was.
Hi, this is Russ Taff. Hey, Gene, what time is it?
Well, it's time for a Mayberry moment.
Oh, I like Mayberry moments. Oh,
listen
Let's
to that
do
theme.
That.
You love
yeah.
that?
There it is.
One of the most iconic shows in television history, the common sense family-oriented storylines of The Andy Griffith Show certainly left its mark on millions, including our resident trivial expert to bring you this Mayberry moment. Here's Kevin.
No question. My favorite show ever until the homecoming hour with
oh,
Bill
good.
Davis. But you didn't have a deputy, so, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, so we all watched this show at one time or another, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody knows
sure.
the Andy Griffith
yeah.
Show. So
Still
I got a little
do.
Trivia for you, and this is just fun stuff. What were the visiting hours at the jail? Anybody know that?
There's
a two-hour visiting block.
Oh, really? From 2 in the morning to 4.
It was two to 4 in the afternoon. But
oh,
no.
you were so close.
But you were very close. Yeah.
Oh.
That AM-PM thing still messes you up. let's give you an easy one here. True or false, did Barney, that was the deputy, Barney Fife, did he play a guitar?
Yes.
No.
No.
He did not.
False. No, he played, but I know what he did play.
What
did he play?
He played the harmonica.
He did. That's right.
Oh, buddy. Little felicula. Felicula.
Felicula. Yes. That's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't you remember when
very good.
One of my favorite episodes was when he led the goat.
He led the goat.
That had eaten, had
dynamite.
Eaten dynamite. He
yes.
led him out of town goodness. Playing the harmonica.
Like a pipe lulled, kind of thing.
Lulled the explosive goat out of town.
He sure did. He sure did. Hey, here's another one. Speaking of Barney. So who told Barney this? Nobody leaves a wash basin the way you do.
That was the woman that was his landlord.
He rented from Mrs. Mendelbright.
Oh.
That's
wow.
right. He rented a room from.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Barney was known, this is just a side note, he was known for reciting this rhyme, call the doctor, call for the nurse, call for the lady with the alligator purse. I just love that. What musical instrument did Briscoe Darlin play? Remember Mr. Darlin?
Oh, Mr. Darlin.
Played the jug.
Yeah.
And who owns the actual jug from the show now? It's
what?
In possession of some. I own some of the props from the show, but I do not own the jug.
Wow.
Who owns the
but
jug?
You know who owns the
Andy
jug?
Andy Andrews owns the
no.
jug.
No. Oh,
owns Briscoe Darlin's jug.
Wow. You can't
you
hide
kidding?
Money.
I have Howard Sprague's phone, and I have a book from Helen Crump's classroom,
oh,
and I have
nice.
Some dishes from the
from
Aunt B's cupboards.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
But he has the jug.
Where do you go to get that kind of stuff?
Well, the prop masters will put it on sale from time to time. It'll actually hit eBay from time to time.
All right.
Wow.
But Andy bribed a prop master to get the job. All right, let's find a good one to end on here.
Now I know what to do with all my old harmonicas. Hey,
go.
This is one Barney play.
That's right.
You know, you got it.
Okay, what was Andy's favorite magazine? That's a good one. Anybody know? Think of the time period.
Field and Stream.
Good no. guess, but no.
National
Mad?
Geographic.
National Geographic.
Yes.
Oh, wins, and there we go.
There
we conclude the segment.
Nice. You guys.
I love it.
The more I
I trust him, the more I love him. Nothing good for me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Whoa, it gets sweeter, sweeter as the days go
by.
Sweeter as the days go by.
It gets sweeter,
sweeter as the moments
as
fly.
The moments fly.
Fly.
His love is richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper,
fuller,
fuller,
sweeter,
sweeter, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by, days go by.
The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart.
It's great joy in knowing with him I am going,
and
nevermore from him to depart. Whoa, 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 whoa. It gets sweeter,
sweeter as the days go
as
by.
The days go by.
Love is richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper,
fuller,
fuller,
sweeter,
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 sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
His love is
sweeter.
Collingsworth family,
right here on Homecoming Radio.
Whoa. Yeah.
Receiving your notes, you can write us at homecomingradio.com. Here are a few of those now. Ken?
Well, this one comes from a town called Happy, Happy
Aww.
Texas.
Nice.
I look forward to listening to you every week. My husband and I bought every tape you ever put out. It was the only religious material my husband would listen to or watch. Mm. It brings back so many wonderful memories of him. Thank you so much, Bill and Gloria. Monica.
Wow.
This one is from Clyde. He says, I want to let you know I love your program. I live in Shoals, Indiana, and I listen to it on satellite all the time on my way to work every day and on my way home from work. Just keep doing what you're doing. Some days if I'm down, well, your program just picks me up and I love it. Thanks, Clyde.
You know, we love your notes, so keep in touch. When you contact us today on homecomingradio.com. Gloria and I wrote this song 45 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know how many nights we have sung it, but it's more true today than it was the first time we sang it. One of these days, the marketplace is going to be empty all over the world. New York, Chicago, London, Paris. listen to the vocal band here.
The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors in the courtroom. No debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate.
The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me.
Happy faces align the hallways, those whose lives have been repeated, and broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he set free, little children and the aged, hand in hand stand on the globe. Crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. The king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
Vocal band right here as we wrap things up for this week.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little friendship to your life, all the while encouraging you to hold on to the promise that Jesus is everywhere. But join us next time, and we'll be here at the same place with different smiles. But it's going to be good.
So much good information over at homecomingradio.com, and it is available for you, too.
Hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and new projects and link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
And we're out of time, but you know what? We're going to be back soon. Join us again. It won't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Bye now.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.